Hi, my name is Wade Wegner, and I'm the technical evangelist for Windows Azure. Today, I'd like to show you how to get started using the Windows Azure Toolkit for Windows Phone 7. To begin, head to CodePlex, and specifically our CodePlex project at watoolkitwp7.codeplex.com. From there, go ahead and click Download, and you can say Agree. You'll save a self-extracting executable file, which you'll then run from the desktop or wherever you download it to. Go ahead and run it. You'll accept the terms and then choose where you want to unpack the files. We don't actually register anything in the system registry or install anything to the machine itself. All we're doing is we're going to be extracting the contents of the toolkit to this folder. So go ahead and click install, and it's going to extract everything to the system. Once this is done, you'll be able to browse the contents of this toolkit. You'll see that we have binaries, documentation, samples, and then setup. Now, to get started, I recommend you run the setup command here. And what this will do is launch a wizard that's going to do two things. First, it's going to check to make sure that you have all the prerequisites running on your machine that you need in order to use the contents of the toolkit. And then it's also going to install some project templates into Visual Studio for you. So go ahead and click Next. And here's where it's actually running a set of scripts on the machine and ensuring that you have all the prerequisites in order to use the toolkit successfully. Now, you may see some warnings. In my case, I have one warning that tells me that I need to install a separate download for Visual Basic for Windows Phone development, and it gives me a link. You may end up seeing something slightly different, and for instance, if you didn't have the phone developer tools installed, you'll see a link that gets enabled that you can click that'll take you to the download the resource. Additionally, like if you don't have IIS configured correctly or PowerShell, it's going to run a set of scripts that will configure things appropriately for you. So go ahead and make sure that you can successfully pass this first step. Click Next, and then what it's going to do is launch a installer that's going to install the V6 files that contain the project templates that we're going to use for the toolkit. The V6 file is a Visual Studio extensibility file that allows us to add new capabilities to Visual Studio. In this case, what we're doing is we're using the V6 file to add some project templates to Visual Studio for us. So go ahead and click Install, Close, and then close in. At this point, we're pretty much ready to get going. So now let's go ahead and open up Visual Studio. And if you want to ensure that the project templates were installed correctly, you can come to Tools Extension Manager, and you'll see here that we have the WAS toolkit for WP7. So great, we've got that. Now if I come here to New Projects, when I take a look at the Cloud Project Templates, you'll see that I've got two project templates available now. I've got a Windows Phone 7 cloud application and a Windows Phone 7 empty cloud application. Go ahead and experiment with both of these. What I'm going to do is show you the Windows Phone 7 cloud application, because what this also has is a sample application that's part of the project template, so that I can create a new project, hit F5, and actually have an application that I can demonstrate. So go ahead and select this, and we'll hit OK. Now, we have a project wizard that pops up here and asks for some information. In this case, what it's doing is it's asking for your Windows Azure Storage account name and account key. What we'll do is you can enter your account name or your account key, or if you want to just do everything locally, you can go ahead here and click Use Storage Emulator. And that's going to use the local storage emulator for all the storage aspects of the toolkit. So we'll hit OK, and what it's doing now is it's actually generating three different projects up as a part of our solution. So I'm going to go ahead and hit F5, and what this is going to do is try to run the application. It's going to actually use two different emulators. It's going to use the Windows Phone emulator and deploy my phone client application to that, but it's also going to use the Windows Azure Compute emulator and the Windows Azure Storage emulator, and that's where we're going to end up running that services web role. And what we're going to have here is a case where the phone emulator is talking to services running in the Windows Azure Compute and Storage emulators. And so we'll give this a moment to start running. You can see here that my emulators for Windows Azure have started. I've also got my Windows Phone 7 emulator running. And when everything starts, we're actually going to see the browser launch. It's going to take us to a local website. Now, the reason that We get this warning is we're using a self-signed certificate to enable HTTPS, and so we just want to click continue here because we have no problem trusting this certificate. And this is going to take us to just a very basic web application. Now, I'm going to go ahead and minimize this because I want to take us back to the phone. And in the phone, if we take a look, you'll see that we've got the Windows Azure Toolkit for Windows Phone 7. Go ahead and open this. And the very first thing we have to do is log in. Now, we saw the warning pop up in Internet Explorer saying that we didn't trust the certificate. The phone client has the same problem. The difference is, though, that you can't just tell the phone to trust the certificate within the website. You actually have to install that certificate. So you'll see here for development purposes, we have a link. You can click this link, and what it's going to do is take you to the cert where you can open the cert, you can install it, and then now we've got that cert installed on the phone. So we won't have any sort of trust issues when we start trying to communicate to these services over HTTPS. And so the very first thing I want to do is create a new account. So I can click register, and I'm going to select the box. Now, if you want to use the phone emulator and use the keyboard rather with the phone emulator, hit page up, and I can create a new account. So I'm going to create this as guest account. I'm going to give an email address, guest@account.net. Choose a very secure password and confirm that. Now, when I click register, what this is doing is it's going to be communicating to the registration services running within our cloud services project. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. And now I can come in here and go ahead and log in. And when I log in, I'm going to be taken to the application. Now, the application is set up with pivots, so I can come here and pivot through everything. But the very first thing I want to highlight is that by default, I do not have permission to use any of the resources. And this is because we wanted to ship a application that is secure out of the box. So when you create a new account, the user doesn't have the permission to create tables, to read tables, to create blob containers, to upload data to blobs, and so forth. So now what I can do is come back to my web application, and I can log in. Now I'm going to log in as administrator. We make it pretty easy for you to remember what the login information is. We just embed that right in the page. And I'm going to go ahead, enter my credentials, and log in. From here, we've got a set of user permissions and table permissions. So I can select user permissions, and I can say, hey, go ahead and give guest account the ability to hit tables and blobs. And then specifically under tables, I can grant more granular level permissions. So I can say for albums, go ahead and give guest account access. For membership, give guest account access, and so forth. So I'll just go ahead and click all of these. And what this is demonstrating is not only the ability to interact with these table and blob services within Windows Azure, but at the same time, I'm able to provide some level of authorization on top of these resources as well. So we'll go ahead and select that. Now, when I come back to my application, I'm going to go ahead and come out, log back in. And you'll see here now in the table lists, I've got a lot more data that's available to me. So, that's shows that I can browse the tables that exist here. In fact, I can create a new table. So here's just a demonstration of how to very easily create a table against our storage client library. I can delete it. I can come in here and create some sample data. So this can be name. I can say Wade, technical evangelist. And I don't know, but I'll just go ahead and put 100. Save that off. You can see that information. I can come back in here and I can delete it. So we have the ability to create rows of data within it. I can even come here and list out any blobs that I have uploaded. So I don't have any yet, but what I can do is take a picture. And using the emulator, I can take a picture. Let's try that again. Can take a picture. Click take. Now the emulator doesn't take very compelling pictures, but I can accept that. You can see here's the picture. I can now go ahead and give it a name from emulator. Go ahead and upload that. Now, if I come back, I can list it out. Here's the picture. I can open it up, and there we'll see the picture. So, pretty simple application, but what it does is it demonstrates how to fully leverage and utilize the APIs that have been built for the phone. And so, really pretty easy to get going. Obviously, there's a lot more to this, but hopefully, this is enough to get you started. If you have any questions or problems, feel free to leave some comments in the discussions section. So, under the CodePlex project, come here to discussions. And if you found any bugs or have any specific issues, feel free to open up a new issue and we'll do our best to get it resolved as quickly as possible. Thanks for your time.